Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome everybody. Today's daf is Zevachim Daf Kuv Zayin. The Gemara here is dealing with the continuation of the sugya we dealt with yesterday, where we're looking for the Azhara for Shchutei Chutz. And the Gemara, after Gemara found the Azhara, the Gemara looks for the Azhara for Mara looks for the Azhara for Mukhtarei Chutz, the Hainu Karban, which is Shechted Bachutz. And then you're Malik Bachutz, that you're also Chai for the Hala. Maskana the Gemara is learned out from the Aleim Toimar, the Vav is La'ari Parshiyos, or Havo Havo, Gzeir Shava. Funa that there's a Machayev also of Halo Aschutz. Afterwards, the Gemara asks, in Cain, once we have a new makar for halos chutz, halos karbonis which are shechted b'chutz, which is called mukdrei chutz, besides for the chiyuv of mukdrei pnim, dainu hakrovas chutz, halos chutz of karbonis are shechted b'pnim, so it should be a separate karis. If a person does both of these, is maleh from a carbon of shechted bifnim and a carbon of shechted bachutz behelim nachas, he should be chayv shtayim. The Mishnah in Krisus lists off 36 Krisus Shabbat Torah. The Gemara says the nafkamina is that if you do all of them behelim nachas, you're chayv al kol echad v'yechad. So now we have this one of them is halos chutz. Really, it's two different dinim in that, two different mechayvim, mukdrei pnim and mukdrei chutz. How can the Mishnah in Krisus says that it's all one, that it's all one mechayv? More blacks like kasha, I know. Really, it's an echanami. It's true that there are two different mechayvim, and it's fair in the Mishnah Krisus. We don't have a teretz why the Mishnah puts it all as one. So two ha'aras on this question of the Gemara. First ha'ara is that why did the Gemara have to? There's a klal in many places in Gemara and Makis and Chulin and other places. And in order to split up, when a person does two aviras behelam echad, normally he's only chayv one karbon, unless there's something that's mechalik. The Mishnah in Krisus says one type of mechalik, which is called shemas mechulakin. That each aver in the Torah, a different shema iser, is a different type of mechalik. So therefore, if he does two, if he's mechal Shabbos and he's aver avodah zarah behelam echad, so he's chayv shtayim, because shemas mechulakin is two different types of isur. That's one way to be mechayv tarti. Mechayev twice for two averes mehalem echad, but there's another way to mechayev twice for mehalem echad is guven mechulakim. If you did an avera, the same avera, but with two different guvim, two different people, two different behemas, so you're also chayev shtayim. Gemara says that habo kain gadol habo chamish almonos, or in Makis kain gadol habo chamish almonos is chayev al kol echad v'yechad because guven mechulakim. Or it says in Krisus that someone's ba'al chamish nidais is chayav al kol achas v'yachas gufin mechulakin. It says that person that shechs pachutz different behemos is chayav al kol achas v'yachas because gufin mechulakin. If you do one avera but on different gufin, so you're chayav al kol achas. So chayav this brace of shayav on the Gemara here. Gemara is danning and that you should be chayav for being male mukdrei chutz and mukdrei pnim behelam echad to be chayav shnayim because of shemas mechulakin. Now that we found that there is a different makar for the iser, a different lav for the iser of mukdrei chutz, so you should be chayev shtayim. Why do we need there to be mechayev shtayim because of shemas mechulakim, which was the Gemara's dining on? You're always going to have guvim mechulakim. Mukdrei pnim is a carbon that was shechted bifnim. So it means it was one behemah that was shechted bifnim. Mukdrei chutz is a carbon that was shechted bachutz. So it's two different behemahs. One that was shechted bifnim, one was shechted bachutz. So it's posha that you're chayev shtayim, not because every time it's always going to be guven mechulak. Heard this Gemara is a big riot to what the Yisrael of the Tesis Rid in Kiddushin Dafayin Zayin. Tesis Rid says there that the whole Yisrael of guven mechulakin, side by people, like we mentioned, of chamish almonos, chamish nidos, side by behemas, hashechit chamish behemas pachutz, it's only when on a bal chai, Tesis Rid says. Only when the person or the behema is alive, and that it's called different guven. Mashain kain, once the behema is shechted, so it's not called, no longer called guven mechulakin. A person that eats chaylev from one behema and chaylev from another behema is chayv achas, not chayv shtayim. Even though they came from two separate behemas, but that doesn't make it guven mechulakin. Guven mechulakin is different balei chayim. That's what makes different. It's called a different guf. Our Gemara is a big smach to this yisoid that the Tosfos read, because here we have that. That's the case over here. When you're mala, the emurim of a carbon is already shechted. It's already dead. So we can no longer be mechayiv shtayim al tkufim mechulakin. The only way to be mechayiv is al tshemas mechulakin. That's what Gemara asked. And now that we have another lav, it should be chayiv shtayim al tshemas mechulakin. The other aura here on this part of the Gemara is the Karen Eirus Ma'irer, that L'chayra Mukhtar Yichutz, why is it? It's true we have a new lav. But L'chayra, we need a new lav because it's a chiddush that you're chayiv a Mukhtar Yichutz, because really, a carbon that's shechted b'chutz is no longer royal lefnim. Minasfar, you wouldn't be chayiv. We need a makar to say that it's aser. That it's also, the Torah aser this also. But L'chayra, it's not a new parsha, a new iser. It's the same iser as Mukhtar Yipnim. It's the same Israel as a carbon that's shechted b'chutz in Mala b'chutz. It was nischadish that even though it was shechted b'chutz, you could still be chayiv on it. But it didn't come to say a new type of Israel. It just said more types of carbonates are also included in the Israel. L'chayr, it's not a different type of lav. L'chayr, it's the same type of lav. Kenari Rabbi Sherry doesn't answer his question. Why is the taka called Sheamus Mechulak? What L'chayr Rabbi Mashim over here, a chiddush, we have to see more in the Hemshech HaSugyos, but what's mashal over here is that Mukhtar Yichutz is not, like the Karen Eira understood, that Mukhtar Yichutz is not just a ribuy that you could be chayit even though it was shaykh to b'chutz. Really, if it was shaykh to b'chutz, it can no longer be shaykh to the din of Mukhtar Yipnim. Mukhtar Yipnim, the Tanai in the Parsha, is El Pesach HaYamayit, Loyaviyah, which is Royal Pesach HaYamayit. We mentioned yesterday that might be the whole Machayiv of the Parsha Bechlal, is that it has to be Royal Lifnim. Even if it's not the whole mechayiv of the parsha, at least it's a tnai in the parsha that the carbon has to be roi bifnim. Mukhtar Yichutz, it was shechted b'chutz, right now it's din is an ola yerid, it has no hakrava on it bichlal. It wasn't its rabbit to be a chelik, another chelik of the din of the parsha kloli of hakrovas chutz, because not roi bifnim. It's a new parsha. That because you were shechted b'chutz, you could be chayv for halos b'chutz. Not even though you shechted b'chutz, you could be chayv for halos b'chutz. Fakert, because you shechted b'chutz, therefore you could be chayv on halos b'chutz. What does that mean? Why is shechting b'chutz a reason to be chayv on it? So we have a little bit of a remez here in the words of the Gemara that Rashi explains. The Gemara makes two different klalim over here. One is called Mukhtar Yipnim, and one is called Mukhtar Yichutz. So Rashi Divrei Masechta Mukhtar Yichutz. Rashi says, "Shchut Yichutz she'oimdin likoter b'chutz v'loy b'fnim," which explains the Lashon HaGemara. Mukhtar Yipnim, things which are oimed likoter b'fnim, their din was tavaktar b'fnim, and Mukhtar Yichutz are things which are oimed tavaktar b'chutz. Because you shecht them b'chutz, therefore they're oimed tavaktar b'chutz. It's mashmur that it's truly two different inyanim. The things which were Mukhtar Yipnim, because they were shechted b'fnim, they have a din of a Pesach HaLemay, their din is, they set up a path to be brought b'fnim. Mukhtar Yichutz is a new inyan. You made a carbon chutz, a carbon that the whole carbon is supposed to be brought b'fnim. Instead, you made its whole hakrava to be a b'chutz. You shechted b'chutz, you amalit b'chutz, you made its whole seder hakrava to be done b'chutz. That's a new mechayiv, it's a different parsha b'chal. It's not the same parsha as Mukhtar Yipnim. You shelled back a carbon for a chutz. You made a carbon. You created a whole carbon, which it's being brought b'chutz. It's shechted b'chutz, and now you can complete it. It's akrava b'chutz. So that's the Mukhtar Yichutz. That's oimid lahakter b'chutz. The Rashi says, if that's taka the mechayiv of the parsha, then we understand that it's not included b'chlal in the mechayiv of Mukhtar Yipnim. It's an entirely separate iser, and that's why it's understandable why the Gemara asks that once you have a car that it's usher, so then it's a new mechayiv. Different parsha, and therefore you should be chayiv shtayim. However, the Karen Oyer definitely understood not that way. The Karen Oyer understood that it's just being marbit back to the parsha of Mukhtar Yipnim. Have to see in the Hemshech HaSugyos where they rise to this chakira what the misurit and the chayiv of Mukhtar Yichutz is. Another ha'ara here in the Hemshech on the Amud, the Gemara brings the din of shchitas oif b'chutz, and the Gemara makes the cheshbon of the drashas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Both of them agree that oif machutz you're chayiv for hashuchit v'lo yamoylik. The din of the way to be chayiv for shchitas oif machutz is dafke shchitin an malika. Even though the oif kachin, its din is malika, but when you're makar machutz to be chayiv for tzakrava machutz, its din is dafke shchita and not malika. And there's a kosov. There's a kosov that even though it's not derech hakshir, you could still be chayiv for bachutz. L'chayra, though, it's a pasuk, and the svara would be that you could be chayiv for malika, at least it's definitely mach that the inyan of hakrava schutz, shchita schutz, is not that you're doing the avoida bachutz. Because already an oif's avoid is never shchita. Its avoid is always malika. And yet you could be chayiv for shechting the oif bachutz. It's a chayra mashma that the inyan of shchita schutz is not because you're doing the avoidas shchita bachutz. Because an oif doesn't have avoidas shchita bechlal. Rather, it's you do the maise shchita bachutz on a korban. An oif is a korban. And it's then an oif is a korban, and you did a shchita on a korban bachutz. Not because you were doing its proper avoida bachutz, because that oif doesn't have shchita bechlal. I mentioned yesterday that this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin. The Rashi holds in Chulin Daf Chaf Tesim and Beis that you shecht an oif lesa oif bachutz, you need to shecht both simanim. Because the Eilas Ha'oif needs both simanim, so also in Yishech Tepachutz, it needs both simanim. And Tayez and Chulin asks, over there, that because you're doing Shechita, not Malika, so the din of Shechita's Oif is B'Simen Echad. So Chulin reminds me that Machlekes Rashi and Tayez is what's the Mechaib of Shechita's Chutz. If you Rashi, it's doing a Shechita, it's doing the Avodas Kotchim Bachutz. That's why an oilas oif needs two simanim. Shenkin Taisis holds that no, that it's doing a shchita bachutz on a korban. So you've done it kfi dinei shchita. Shchita's oif is b'simin echad, and therefore it's never your chayiv bachutz on oilas oif also is simin echad. So really, b'chol the whole din that you could be chayiv, you do shchita on an oif and be chayiv on that bachutz is a raya to Taisis. That's maybe all then calls it nichla b'divya Taisis and chulin. Hare lefi shitas Rashi. That is, you do have to do the avoida. So, how is it possible that it's you're doing a shchita and an oif? That's called the avoida. Oif's din is b'malika, not b'shchita. And the same thing that Rashi says, you need both simonim because it's mitzad the avoida. Yet we say that you're doing it with shchita. How does that shnim? Well, what's pshat in that? So it's a very interesting Rambam on Shutan Har Gemara. The Rambam in Perak Yudches Ma'aser Korbanos Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, Hashochet b'chutz palaylo chayiv. Hoyel v'ashchita b'layla k'sheira b'chutz. So more later on, that shchita's layla is chayiv. And the Rambam adds in an explanation. Hoyel v'ashchita b'layla k'sheira b'chutz. Because shchita at night is kosher b'chutz. The Rambam goes on. In the next halacha. Shochan es ha'oiv b'chutz, v'haleu b'chutz chayiv shtayim. She'ashchita b'chutz k'sheira, v'arei k'malika b'fnim. Rambam says that you shecht an oiv b'chutz your chayiv, and your malad your chayiv, because shchita b'chutz k'sheira, v'arei hi k'malika b'fnim. Very mysterious words. That shchita is kosher b'chutz, and it's like malika b'fnim. Which type of shchita is Rambam referring to? You're talking about a korban oiv, it's hold in, is the malika b'fnim. It says that the Rambam is saying that shchita is also b'chutz, then its din is shchita. What does the Rambam mean? So the Zecher Yitzchak, Yitzchak Ponovitcher, and also the Lekutei Halachos and the Chafetz Chaim, they say they learn Pshat in the Rambam, both by Laila and by Chutz, that you're Chayiv. The Rambam means that it's kosher b'bomo. That in time there's man hechshar b'mois, you could bring a korban by Laila, even though in the Beis HaMikdash it can only be brought by day, but there's man hechshar b'mois, it can be brought by Laila. Who are then oif? If you're makriv an oif in a bama, it's hechsher is b'shchita, not b'malika. So there is a gemara daf samach tes, which is mavur, that there is malika, that the mind of that there's an oif b'bama, it's b'malika. Can you hear the subshar in the Rambam that you could do either or? You can make an oif b'bama can be brought either b'shchita or b'malika. Akoponim, the Rambam, l'fi divreyam, the Rambam came to explain that an oif has a krova b'bama, and that's why you're chayef for shchita. Why the Rambam need any explanations? It's a pasuk that the chiv of oif is b'shchita not b'malika. Says the Mikdash David in the Simin Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Ches, the Rambam holds that the mechayv of shchutei chutz is for the avoida shchita b'chutz. not only is it not, it's not enough that you have a carbon which is roi bifnim, but you also need the avodas hashchita has to be an avodas shchita which could be done bifnim. So the Rambam had shver. How could you be chay for shchitas oif bachutz? Hare, it's din is b'malik and not b'shchita. That the Rambam tells us, I know that bachutz the din of an oif is also b'shchita. That's why it's called an avodah hamiskabelas bifnim. So we learn from the Rambam. That's in din. That shchitas oif that bebama oif is b'shchita. It's mefurish in the pirush hamiyuchas l'rach. Have put out recently by Mordechai Lan that they found the pirush hamiyuchas to the Rabbeinu Chananel on these prakim end of Maseches Vachem. And before b'divrei arach that bebama you could bring an oif b'shchita and not only b'malika. If that's the shot in the Rambam, then it seems the Rambam has come to answer this question. The Rambam held, like what we said in Rashi and Chulin, that the mechayev of shchitas chutz is for the avodas hashchita. The Rambam held that you need the shchita to be miskadal bifnim. And what's so how could you be chayev on shchita by oif? And that the Rambam answered that oif is kosher bebama, so also bachutz it has teres shchita, which is a chiddush here. Because if you do it bifnim lemais in the Beis HaMikdash, it won't have a teres avoda. But the way you're doing it, bachutz, it has a teres avoda to it. Bizman hetcher abamas, this was a weighted makar of an oif. So because it has an hechcher avoda, bachutz, that's called an avoda, you did a proper avoda to it. Klap echutz is called a proper avoda, because in bizman hechcher abamas, korban can be brought bachutz in this fashion. The Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Ravid is Amar Avram, Zatam ein boitam. Rambam's tam is not a tam bechla. Ela shalachiyah v'kosa v'oif, ela ma shalachiyah v'behema. Dini oif is the same dini as behema, but behema needs shchita. Also by oif you need shchita. But Tishtovit says that the Ravid is arguing in this nakuda, this goof and this nakuda. The Ravid held that the shchita schutz doesn't need a shchita akshira. You're shechting a carbon. So, and that the Torah says that the way to be to over the iser of shchitas oif is dafka b'shchita v'lo b'malika. You don't need any explanations what happens b'chutz. It's good enough for that itself that the Torah is mechayev for shchita of a carbon b'chutz. And here the Torah said dafka b'oif and shchita not b'malika. Going now to the Gemara in Amud Beis. After the Gemara brings the drushes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, so the Gemara dons. Shochat v'zorak behelam echor yuchayv echor or shtayim, and afterwards, what if you were zorak v'hela behelam echor chayv echor or shtayim? Is it told in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? And Abai says it's not told in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rather, the shchita and zrik are always ke'echor. That's a need in the Gemara, and then the Gemara says shochat v'zorak v'hela behelam echor everyone is yuchayv shtayim. That's the Gemara over here. The Achronim, the Mishnah Melech, and the Keren Naira. Then that there are other dinim in our perek that are not mentioned over here. We're in the Hamshecha perek that not only on a korban and a behema can one be chayev for hakrovas chutz, also on a mincha, a person is male a mincha bachutz or a koimetz bachutz, a person is chayev. Nesochim, a person is pours the wine of nesochim bachutz, he's chayev. Makter kateres bachutz, you're chayev. What's the din when you do with these? If you're, let's say you're makter keteres and you brought a mincha, are you chayiv echad or shtayim? Let's say you did haktoras emurim from a karban and you also makter keteres, you chayiv echad or shtayim. What's the din? So the Mishnah Melech says that all of those mechayivim keteres mincha nesochim, that's all one mechayiv. You do keteres and nesochim or keteres and a mincha, you're chayiv achas. But any of them together with the korban, together with halos korban, then you're chayiv shtayim. There, that's its own parasha, that's its own mechayiv of all other types of asiyos that are not a korban itself, not from a behema. So therefore, if you do any of them behelam echad, you're only chayiv one. But them together with the korban will be chayiv shtayim, one for the avodas korban and one for the other types of asiyos. That's the Mishnah Melech. The Keren Naira brings the Mishnah Melech. And he says, no, he says that even Haktaras Emurim and Kteres is also Chayav Achas. It's all one parasha of Halah. We remember later on other forms of Halah. Because it's all one parasha of Halah, Therefore, you could be chayiv. Therefore, you're chayiv achas. That's what they say. But all of them held b'yisoy that k'teres and nesachim and yayin and is all one. And now the question is that separate from the din of the carbon, or it's together with the din of the carbon? That was the machlokes, the Mishnah Melech, and the Keren Eira. Another point, and the Hemshach HaSugya, the Gemara brings a braisa, Tanur Rabbanon, Yochol HaShoichet, there's a havamina that Yochol Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos, havamina that you need to be only if you shecht out of even Shalosh Machanos, out of Machanos Yisrael to be Chayev. You have a Riboy, that's as long as it's out of the Azariyah Chayev. And then the braisa thinks that it's that also Shoichet Oile Badorum, you would be Chayev. Kamash Malon, that Michutz HaMachan has to be outside entirely of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash, your Pater. Both these Havaminas are Mashma. Chakir, you mentioned yesterday about the Mechayiv of the Parsha. And the Mechayiv of the Parsha is that there's a Din Havah, and you weren't Mechayiv the Din Havah. So there's no Havamina that you need Davka Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos. Right? It's the Din Havah to the Beis HaMikdash, not to Machane Levi or Machane Yisrael. Why would you need to Shech Davka Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos? And then also the havmin afterwards that Sheikhid Oyle Badorim. Hare, if the Machayiv is that you didn't do the Din Hava, you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. You did a Shechita Psula by Shechting into the Dorim. But it's not lacking in your Hava to the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mashma, in both these havminas that the Machayiv is doing a Shechita Shalei B'Makayma. So if the Shechita Shalei B'Makayma, L'chatchila, the Braitsa thought entirely Shalei B'Makayma, even outside of Machane Yisrael. Then once you have a riboy, then no, and we think that even a small shinoi in the makom, even it's still in the Beis HaMikdash, but you change from Safa into Dorim, we think that itself, that's enough to be mechayev. It's mashma here that mechayev is doing the shechit in the wrong place. Again, like I mentioned yesterday, that could be this is all in the Havamina. Once we see that it's totally in shechting to the Azara, in shechting outside of the Azara, then it could be that it's Nisgala what the Gedder of the Isser is. The Gedder of the Isser is that because you weren't Mekayim, you didn't have a, and rather you shechted it Bachutz. Another point here is Nachlekes Ula and Rava, that the din of Shechit Agagel Shalhechel. Ula holds that you Shechit Agagel Shalhechel Yerchai, because it's in a Reil Shechitas Kol Zevach. We remember Mayit. Oyle b'darim is pater because it's roil l'shchitas kachim kalim, but gagol shel heichol is not roil l'shchitas kol zevach. Therefore, you're chayiv. That's the shita of Ula. And Rava argues. Rava says, "In kei nichtoy da pesach al moed, b'machan b'michutz b'machan halamali." Therefore, the Rava learns the pesukim are coming to be m'mayed that even you shecht al gagol shel heichol, you're pater. Shecht al gagol shel heichol, you're pater. Why are you pater when you shecht al gagol shel heichol? So Rashi says. Loya kederach hava osay kapir, ela hava kodu, buvaj yekulu lotei chalal ha'azara. That the Torah is not, the kapir of the Torah is not for kederach hava osay, then you'd also be chayiv for oyla badarim. Rather, the Torah is makbir, that hava kodu, you have to bring it to the azara, even though you didn't do it exactly the right way. And therefore, because you brought it to the gagal shalheichal, your pater, why? Because it's kulu lotei chalal ha'azara. The whole carbon is inside the chalal ha'azara, and therefore, therefore you're pater, even though it's not really shechitas kol zevach. That's the sheet of Rava, and that's what the Rambam paskins, that shech tagagel shel heichol, you're pater, because it's a hava kol du. The Yisrasem is here, as says he doesn't understand, that the mice of the carbon is pasul when you shech tagagel shel heichol. Why is the carbon pasul? Because it's not called the azara. If the same reason that the carbon is pasul with the gagel shel heichol, so that it's not called bringing to the Azara, then you also you should be chayiv for shechting bachutz. Oyle badorim is something else. It's definitely in the Azara. But in the Azara, there are chilukei mekoymos in the Azara. Not everywhere in the Azara is roif for akrovas karbonis. The gagol shel heichol is the reason it's talking about even kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, you can shech them anywhere in the Azara. Why is it possible over here? Because it's not the Azara, because it wasn't iskadish. So it's the same reason that it's not the Azara, then it's called michutz la'azara. And therefore, you should be chayiv for shechting bechutz. The Sfasem is Sarachi, and he doesn't answer his question. Biskarov explained that, to answer this question. Biskarov said that the Yisrael of the Gemara, the reason why the Shechit is puzzle in Gagin Valley, in Gagosh Alichal, it's a piece of the Gemara in Psochim, It's because Gagin Valiyas Lo Niskachu. The Gagin were not Niskadesh, the Kedushas HaZara, and that's why the Shechita is possible. Shasemis also knew that that's why it's possible, but the Mais is not Niskadesh, so therefore it's not called the HaZara. But that the Biskrov has a Knitch. And even though it wasn't Niskadesh, but it doesn't mean that it's not called the HaZara. It really could be the HaZara. Says the Biskrov, if you take off the roof, if you have a gag of the Heichal, if you take off the roof of the Heichal, then the Kedusha of the Azara would go out L'Rakia, goes up to the Shamayim. It's not that it cannot be Niskadish, the Kedusha HaZara. Rather, the gag is like a hefsik, it's like a chatzitza, that the Kedusha doesn't go to this place. But the Mokum is a Mokum which could be Niskadish, the Kedusha HaZara. Therefore, because it could be Niskadish, it's shaykh to the Kedusha HaZara. Rather, there's the Chatzitza, that the Kedusha doesn't actually go there. So even though for the Din HaShechita, it's possible. Because the Mokum HaShechita, practically, Befoil doesn't have any Kedusha HaZara. But because it's shaykh to Kedusha HaZara, therefore it's on Mufka from Kedusha HaZara, therefore it was learned that it was Nismayit, that you're Pater for Akrava there. It's not mufka from the oil maid. As Biskarov says. Very nice pshat on the Gemara. However, the Yisoid the Biskarov says in Gag and Loin Eskachu is not so pashat. That's the pashat is divided what he says. But the Ravid and Toman and the Chayra argues. The Ravid and Toman and the Flamen and Mabez. The Ravid says there that there are Gagin which were in Eskadish. It's not a klal that Gagin cannot be in Eskadish. And it brings that a gag based haparva, or it says in Yuma, was kadosh, even though it was a gag. There are gagim which have kedusha. The Ravid says another din. We'll see in a second the explanation. The Ravid says that if a person would go into the Beis Hamikdash and build a room with a gag, avada the gag has kedusha hazara in it. The Ravid says, lavkul kaminei to mafkia the kedusha hazara. This person by building a gag can't take away the kedusha hazara. From that was already there. The din of Gag and Lo Niskachu, the Ravid says, is when the Chatchilim built the Azara, they were Mekadesh, certain places they were Mekadesh, the Avir, wherever there was no Gag, they were Mekadesh from the Karka Ara Rakia. That's where they're Mekadesh in certain parts of the Azara. In other places of the Azara that had a Gag, they weren't Mekadesh. They were the Kedusha, they were Magabiel, the Kedusha, they minimized the Kedusha that only went until the Gag. From the Gagan on, there was no Kedusha. And the Rabbi says that if they wanted, they could have been Mekadesh the Gagan. The Kedusha of the Gagan, the Rabbi says, it learns, is not a Kedusha to Memela, that the Memela the Kedusha goes up. Rather, whatever they decided to be Mekadesh, they were Mekadesh. Certain places of the Azar, they were Mekadesh, the Avir. In the Beis HaParver, the Rabbi says they were Mekadesh, the Avir, including the Gag. In all the rest of the Gagin, they there was no tzirich to mekadesh the Gag. They were not mekadesh the Gag. But the Ravid held that the Gagin was not mekadesh because you need a specific hakdosha of the Gag and the avira Gag, and the places they weren't mekadesh the Gag, so it doesn't have any kedusha. So the feed the Ravid, if we take one of the Gagin that's already there and we would knock down the Gag, the kedusha wouldn't go up like the Biskarov said. Just like the Ravid says that when I go and build the Gag that's already in the Azara, the Gag doesn't make a chatzitza on the Kedusha. Because the Indian of the Gag, according to the Ravid, is not a chatzitz like the Biskarov said. The Biskarov understood that really the Kedusha is shaykh everywhere. Just the Gag, it works like a chatzitza to be mafsik in the Kedusha. The Ravid says, no, that's not what the said of the Gag. The Gag isn't working as a chatzitza. If you build a Gag in a place that's already in the Kaddish, the Kedusha stays there. The Ravid held that you need Kedusha on every part of the Azar, including the Avir, and every part. And the places that had Gagin, they weren't Mekadesh that. So therefore, the Gagin Shel Heichal, according to the Ravid, is lacking the Kedusha entirely. It's outside of the Azara. It doesn't have any Kedusha Azara on it. In Gain, Hodrako Shel Duchte, for the same reason why the Shechita is possible over there, in Gagin Shel Heichal, because it doesn't have Kedusha Azara. So also, when you shecht the carbon there, you should be chayiv machutz because it doesn't have kedusha hazara; it's outside of the hazara. It seems that Rashi came to answer this question on the Gemara, the question that the Sfasemis and the Biskarov were bothered by, that how could it be this gag and shel heichal splits then it's outside of the Azor Gabi Trimachshir the Shchita. You show about Chayev and Chutz. It seems that Rashi came to answer this question. Rashi adds in a word. Rashi says, Ava Kolhu, Vavachi Kuloy Latoich Chalal HaAzor. Rashi says it's in the Chalal, in the airspace of the Azor. That's Rashi was simply bothered by this question, because the reason why the Gag is puzzled is because it's lacking Kedushas Azara. So why are you not Chayiv and Pachutz? That Rashi says that it's enough that it's in the Chalal Azara. It's in the Mokum Azara. What I think Rashi means is that that's a Klal always in many places, as an example. In Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva holds that Klutz Kamish Huncha Dami, that's something that's in the air above the Rishus. It's considered munach in the Rishus. We see in many places that the airspace above a karka is shaykh to it. Avir chotzer is koina, many different dinim in the Torah, each one with its own pratim. It's for our din, Rashi and Mesub Shad in Rava, that once the korban has shaykhus to the azara, then you're not chayv and abachutz. The chayv abachutz only when it's mufka from the azara entirely. Here it has shaykhus to the azara. It's true that it's outside of the kedusha of the azara, because Gag and Loin is Kachu, but it's in the Chalal Hazar, it's in the airspace of the Azara. Even though here you don't give it the actual din of being like Lamata, to being like the Karka Hazara, that you could check there, because the Gag was not in Kaddish, but being inside of the Chalal is enough to say that it's not Mufka entirely from the Azara, and therefore you're not Chayav Bachutz. Another point the Gemara goes on here in explaining the Braisa, that the Gemara explains that explain the Psukim Michutz Machane Lomali Lavasui Gagoy Amar Rav Mori Lasui Kul Bevim Esavara Bachutz. That the Michutz Machane came to be Marbe that the whole Beim is Bifnim and the Tzavar is Bachutz and you're Chay for the Shchita. Or says Pshita Amai Kol Berachmana Ashchita Mishchita Bachutzi. It's possible that even though the whole Beim is Bifnim, but if the Tzavar was Bachutz and therefore you shechted the point where the Shchita happened, the Tzavar Beim was bachutz, it's pasha that you're chayef, because the shchita is bachutz. Elo lasuye kula bachutz v'tzavar b'chnim. That was pasha, that when the tzavar is bachutz, you're chayef. Rather, the pasha came to include the opposite case. When the behema is bachutz, and the tzavar is b'chnim, so even though the actual shchita happens b'chnim, because the behema is bachutz, therefore you could be chayef on it. So we see here in the Gemara Klal, what was pasha to the Gemara, that when we dan on the shechita, if the behemah is in one place and the tzavar is another place, it was pashut to the Gemara that we go based on the tzavar. L'chayr, we can learn that from this to other dinim in shechita, that when you have such a case. What, for instance, one thing, you need shechita tzofin. By kachi kachim, you need shechita tzofin. What happens if the behemah is badoroim and the tzavar is bad tzofin? Or the opposite. The behemah is bad tzofin and the tzavar is badoroim. We see in the Gemara that the shechita is decided based on where the actual shechita happens, based on where the place where the neck is, where the knife cuts, where the actual maisa shechita happens. That's the definition of where the shechita happens. Also on chulin ba'azara, another nafkamina, it's also rishach chulin ba'azara. What happens if the behemah is ba'azara and the tzavar is bachutz? We always should go where the tzavar happens. L'chayra, I think that's correct. L'chayra, I don't have any rise not that way. L'chayra, the Gemara here is talking about chutz. L'chayra, this is a binyanav that all cases when we done on shechita, we done where the actual shechita happens and where the neck is. It's a chiddush though. One could have understood the opposite. One could have understood that we go based on where the behemah is. It's true that the mice of shechita happens where the neck is, but the thing that's becoming shechted is the behemah. I'm being a chalois shechita and the behemah. So l'chayra, one could have understood that we go where the behemah shechted, where the behemah is. The behemah is becoming shachut down where the behemah is, and the behemah is here in this case. The behemah is bifnim, and the tzavar is bachutz. The behemah is being the chalois shechita is on a behemah which is bifnim. So therefore, one could have understood that you go with the behemah, not with the shechita. But the Gemara is not that way. Rather, we down in the shechita. And the din haTorah is nikva kafi where the ma'aseh shechita happens. We don't go where it's chal in the behemah, but where the ma'aseh shechita happens. That's being a mashal to a similar din, in the Gein Kachim, that's brought down Dafnun Vav, that when we have a lishka, which is built bifnim, and its pesach is bachutz, So b'chol, so the din is b'kechol. And Lishol, which is built b'chol, and Pesach is b'fnim, it's k'b'fnim dami. We don't dine where the actual lishka is located. The nidan is where it comes, where we see lamaisa, where it comes out. The Pesach is the definition of where the makam of the lishka is. So also here, we don't care where the chaloisa shechita is. Think of the terms makbidan as where is the actual shechita happening. The makam shechita, which the shechita happens b'fayal, that's where we dine, where the shechita is. In the continuation of the Amud, later on in the Amud, the Gemara brings the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Ma'ala b'zman hazeh, b'zman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, Ma'ala b'zman hazeh Yuchayev. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yuchayev, and Reish Lakish holds Yupater. The Gemara explains the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that Yuchayev, because Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel HaShayta, the Kitchel HaSid Lavai. Therefore, there's still Kedusha HaMikdash right now. Reish Lakish also knows that Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel HaShayta, Veloi Kitchel HaSid Lavai. Why is the Machlekes telling in that? So Rashi explains, Kitchelos Lavai, the Havila Yerushalayim Beis HaBechira, Shas Yitzra Bomaisi. That if you hold that the Kedusha, the Beis HaMikdash, is still here, so then it says, Man Yitzra Bomais, therefore it's Asr Limakrib Bachutz. Hakrabas Chutz has an Isra, Bizman Yitzra Bomais. Calls man that there is a Bechira of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim was a Makam HaMikdash, so it's Asr Limakrib Bachutz. Before they came to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be Makrib Bachutz. So if we say that after the Chorban, it's bottle of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, so now we went back to his time of Heter Abomas. So that's how Rashi learns the Machlekes. So if you Reish Lakish, the Kedusha is bottle, therefore there's a Heter Abomas. Hashing and the Fir B'Yechanan, the Kedusha is not bottle, there's still Kedusha on Mikdash, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash practically, before we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kedusha of the Mikdash is still here, and therefore it's Aser to be Makriv Bachutz. That's how Rashi learns the Machlekes. Also, the Rambam learns the Machlekes as it. However, Tesis in two places has different Shita. Tesis Machadish, Tesis in Zvach of Nafsamach Aleph, and Megillah Daf Yud. Tesis brings the opinion of Reb Chaim Koyen, who holds that even the man to Omar, that Kedusha Rishayna loy kitchel Shaita v'loy kitchel Asid Lavai, that there's no longer Kedusha Sabes HaMikdosh, we're still not allowed to bring Karbonis in Bamois. He brings the Stam Mishnah later on in Paras Chatos, that you're not allowed to bring Karbonos b'zman hazeh. L'kulei alma, even according to Reish Lakish, that loikech alasid lavai, you cannot bring Karbonos b'zman hazeh. So what's the pshat in the Gemara by us? What's the machlekes? If both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both agree that we can't bring Karbonos b'zman hazeh, so why did Reish Lakish hold that you're potter? So that Taisa says that there's a, because of the tnai of Akravas Chutz, it has to be royal Pesach Olam Moed, has to be able to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash right now. So if you're Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShayta V'Kitchel HaSid Lavai, so even Bizman HaZeh, one can bring Karbonis. We need to build a Mizbeach, but if we build a Mizbeach, I can bring a Karbon. So the Karbon is royal Lifnim. So if you're Rabbi Yochanan, Karbon is called Mizkava B'Fnim, it's royal Pesach Olam Moed. Mashengin, Lefi Reish Lakish, that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShayta V'Loi Kitchel HaSid Lavai. So even though it's usher to bring Karbonis nowadays in Abama, but you're not Chayiv Bachutz, because the Karbon has no way to be brought Bifnim. As long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Hechsh, there's no possibility of bringing the Karbon. So because the Karbon is Eino Miskabel Bifnim, that's why you're Potter, and it's Hakrova Bachutz. That's why Teis learns the Gemara. However, Teis did not explain to us what's Pshat in Reish Lakish. If Reish Lakish holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Botel, there's no Kedusha of Bizman HaZeh, so why can I no longer bring a Korban in Abama? The reason the Gemara says later on in the last parak that you can't bring Korbanos in Abama is because Yerushalayim is called Nachala. Menucha, Nachala. That's the Hashuras HaShechina is there for the Olam. That's the Shechina's Shayra there, it's always there. But if you're Reish Lakish, that we say that's not called Menucha V'Nachala, the Kedusha is Botel after the Korban. So what stops me from bringing Korban in Abama? Tesis does not explain anything. It said over between the Biskarov, that Pshat is, Pshat and Tesis, that there are two dinim. The Biskarov writes about this in certain places, in the back of his Sefer and in a letter, and also Al-Hatayr in Parshas Re'eh, that there are two dinim in the Mikdash. One is the Kedusha Samokin. You need the Kedusha there to be Makariv, Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadish the Beis HaMikdash, Makdish the Beis HaMikdash, that we could be Makar Karbanas. Besides that, there's something else. The Pasuk says, Ela Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem. There's a Bechiras Mokom. Yerushalayim was, in the times of David, Yerushalayim was chosen as the Mokom HaMikdash. That the Biskrov says, he says many nafkaminas with these two dealing with Bechiras Mokom and Kedushas Mokom. That the Biskrov writes about this. So they say, oh, that the Biskrov said, to explain this thesis, that even though Reish Lakish holds that the Kedusha of the Mikdash is batal, the Kedusha is no longer here, Bisman, as that we can go bring Karbanas in the Mikdash as Hakravas HaMikdash, but the Bechiras Mokom of Yerushalayim is forever. Once Yerushalayim was chosen, Zos Menuchasi Adiyad, the Bechiras Mokom of Yerushalayim, that the Hakravas Karbanas can only be in Yerushalayim and not anywhere else, that was chosen in the times of David, and that stays La'ilah. So even in the times that it's batal, the Kedusha, so I can't actually bring Karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash, but I can. But it stays at Yerushalayim is the makom of Hakravas Karbanas. There was nifchar to bring Karbanas dafka there, excluding anywhere else, and therefore it's also to bring Karbanas anywhere else. That's it says Pshat and Taisus. The Akoponim Taisus there learns that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that you can't bring Karbanas bezman hazeh, and the machlokes is whether it's Reil Pesach or Moed. But as we mentioned, Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns that the free Reish Lakish, that Loikin Shal Asad Lavai, so also you could bring Karbanas Bizman Hazeh. Rashi explains to Pshat Rabbi Yochanan is Havilo Yerushalayim Beis HaBechira. Shas Yisra Abomis. That because that Yerushalayim is called Beis HaBechira, Shas Yisra Abomis. Now Shengen Lefi Reish Lakish, it's called Shas Heter Abomis. That's what Rashi learns in Machlekes. Rashi argues on this. Rashi holds that if the Kedusha is batal, then also the Bechiras Mokom is batal, and therefore you could bring Karbanos and Abama. Right, there's definitely a question on the sugya here, and this din of Rabbi Yechanan that your chayv is man hazeh. Tez Nafnun Tess asks that it's true that there's still Kedusha Sahazara, that if you want you could go build a mizbeach and bring Karbanos, but the Maaseh there's no mizbeach right now. There's no mizbeach right now, and b'fayal, if we bring a carbon right now in the makom of the mizbeach, will be possible because there's no mizbeach. The Gemara says in Daf Nun Tes, "If mizbeach shenifkam, kol karbanos hayisham are psulim." We need a mizbeach to bring karbanos. So lefir b'yechan, and it's true that there's kedushas hazara, and it's also to bring karbanos b'chutz. But when I actually go and bring a carbon b'chutz right now, why am I chayiv? If I bring this carbon b'fnim, it will be possible. So the korban is enum miskabel bifnim. That's the question of Teis and Daf Nun Tes. Teis there gives three answers to this question. Either that the Gemara here is not talking about a korban. Teis medagi loshan Gemara hamala bisman hazeh. Why did the Gemara say hashechit bisman hazeh? Hamala bisman hazeh, Teis says, means either it could be referring to keteres. Gemara says and Daf Nun Tes that even though mizbeach shenifkam, all the korbanos are possible, but mizbeach pinimi shenifkam, makteir and keteres bimekaymoy. Teiris does not need the actual Mizbech HaPnimi to be there. You could be makter in the Mokom HaMizbech HaPnimi. And also, that Teiris won't say that Argamar, that your Chayev for the Halah, Mizman HaZeh, is only referring to Teiris. Inami Teiris is referring to a Mincha. Teiris there holds that only by a Zevach is in that the Karbanos are possible when the Mizbech is not around or when it's Nifkam. But a Mincha, if you did Kemitza Bizman, there was a Mizbech, you could be makter the Mincha even after the Mizbech is Nekar. Could be that our Gemara is referring to a mincha. The third teretz that Taisa says is we're talking about that you went and you built a mizbeach. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You didn't build a Beis HaMikdash. You built a mizbeach. So therefore, all the karbanos can be brought now on that mizbeach. So therefore, when a person goes and brings a bachot, you'll be chayev because the karban is miskabel b'fnim because there is a mizbeach. So again, Taisa has three ways to explain our Gemara. Either it's referring to keteres, or referring to a mincha, and in both of these things, there's no psul of nifkam ha-mizbeach, or that we're talking about that you built a mizbeach, and therefore the korban is miskabel bifnim. Just to mention on the general din of makrivin af pishei in bayis, which the Gemara mentions here, the chinuch says that even though makrivin, we could bring korbanos bizman hazeh, if we build a mizbeach, we could bring korbanos bizman hazeh, even without a beis hamikdash. The chinuch says that there's no chiyuv to bring karbanos bizman hazeh. We're not mechuyuv. The stipler, in Zvachim Simulam and Beis, brings the chinuch, He brings rise to the side of the chinuch. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that your matil mum bekotchim is man azeh. Your potter, you're not over the lav of being matil mum, because the korban is not oimitz for akrava. There's another rai from Gemara in Tmura. Tepu says that Avodah the chinuch is correct, that there's no chiv to bring korbanos bisman azeh. But the Tepu says, but tzorach bir, what the reason is. Why should we not be chayiv to? We have the opportunity to go and build a mizbeach and to bring korbanos. Why should not be chayiv to do that bisman azeh? Just as a possibility, it's chilas davar, but to understand where the chinuch came from, the idea of the chinuch is that the Rambam says that the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that you're supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're chayiv to build the Beis HaMikdash to be oil the regal shalosh pam bashana and the hakrav k'sham kol karbonis. The Rambam says the idea of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's a makom that's there we're supposed to bring our karbonis. It could be that the mechayiv of the hava of the karbon is to be dafka brought in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned that the Rambam says by us that the whole Indian of makrovas chutz comes in the fact that you're supposed to bring a korban bifnim and rather you brought it bachutz. The ikur makom makrova is dafka when there's a mikdash. The din akrova was said to bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Yerushalmi in Shkolim that says different chalakim of the Beis HaMikdash, which are pas ma'akev, which the mizbeach, the oroin, the kapoira, the kiyor, the kanoi, the shulchan, the menorah. Question: what are they ma'akev? Are makrivin av pishein bias? What is it lacking if we don't have these chalakim in the Beis HaMikdash? It's mashma like the chinuch that they're ma'akev in the din of the mikdash. The mikdash needs the kelim to be called the mikdash. And the correct tzura of akrava is dafka when there is a Beis HaMikdash. It's true that there is korbanos that are brought in a bama. One can bring a korban in a bama. So we see that there could be a chiv korban in a bama. But I think that's different. A person says, a person there, the mechayiv of a korban, a person says, I'm going to bring a korban to a bama, in bisman, hetra bamais, what's mechayiv is his neder. Skrov says that there are two mechayiv in every korban. One is that the neder is mechayiv you to bring it, midini nedarim, meseches nedarim, parashas nedarim, and one, the korban itself requires a hakrav. The scroll says not many nafkaminas between these two dinim. In a bama, it's talking the whole mechayiv is only mitzad the neder. There's no din in the korban that has to be brought. The din hakrava that was said in a korban, the tzuras hakrava was a korban that's supposed to be brought in the mikdash. Sure, it's all that's nechol b'divrei achinuch. That bizman hazeh, even though we could bring a korban. But it's not, there's no chiyuv akrava. The Netziv says in Parashat B'chol Kosei in Amik Dover, v'hashimoyis yed mikdashechem v'lo yariach b'reach nichoychachem. That the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and I won't smell the reach nichoychach of your karbonos. In fact, the Netziv, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then we're not bringing any karbonos. Once the hashimoyis yed mikdashechem has the negeya, that v'lo yariach b'reach nichoychachem says in Netziv that even though makrivin al hapishein bias, v'hashimoyis yed mikdashechem, there won't be a Beis HaMikdash. Elma, you're going to bring a carbon anyway. Build a mizbeach and bring a carbon. V'lo yariach b'reach nichoychachem. The reach nichoychach comes when there's a Beis HaMikdash. That akrav is not akrav l'reach nichoychach. And it's Indian just makrivin al hapishein bias. Just to mention, the Radvaz brings in a meiser carbonus. From Sefer of Kosov, Babal Kafter Vaferach, keep his man Shvatsre Elef Ashishi, Hoyrav Echor, Shmur bin Yechil ni Paris. He writes a love of Yushalayim, the Hakar of Karbonis. He wanted to come to be Yushalayim and bring Karbonis. Because of the Imishum Tumas Mei, Tuchuya Hibitzibur. It's because Tumas, Tuchuya, the Imishum Shar Tumas, Efter Betvila. Called the Bonnie, Al Sherish Dea Akdomish, because of Enu Kdushu Shane Kitchel, Shaita, the Kitchel, Asadlova, and Makriyanov Bishain Bites. It's all based on the fact. The Maradva says that we can bring karbanos bisman hazeh. Therefore, he wanted to come to Yerushalayim and bring karbanos. Actually, one of the Talmidei Rabbi Kiveger, through Tzvi Hirsch Kalashiner, there's many tshuvas back and forth with Rabbi Kiveger to bring karbanos bisman hazeh. The Makrivin Av Pishein Bayis, he wanted to bring karbanos bisman hazeh. Rabbi Kiveger writes to him that we don't have a kohen miyuchas, so and we don't have tcheles, and we don't know exactly where the makom hamizbeach is. Different times, and without having a Messiah, and having Nevi'im, to know exactly how to bring the korbanos properly. That was the nida. The third one, with the chinuch that we mentioned, that the chinuch that holds that bisman hazeh, we could bring korbanos, but there's no chiyuv. Yesh latan tuva, then he mentioned here that this Rebbe Chiyami Pariz wanted to bring korbanos because tumah dechuya hi betzibur, to bring a korban pesach. Yesh latan that the whole hetzer to tumah dechuya betzibur is on a korban that we're mechuyev to bring. And a korban that we're not mechuyev to bring, like bisman hazeh, like the chinuch says, we're not mechuyev to bring korbanos. And Yesh Lodin too, whether we could say Tumah Duchuyi B'Tzibur to go and bring Korbanos. Could be that they argued with the Chinuch, that they held that really B'Zman Hazeh, we're Mechuyiv every year of Pesach, we're Mechuyiv to bring Korbanos. So we're in Oinus. If we're in Oinus, then if we have an opportunity to bring it, then we're Chayiv to bring it. So Akoponim, this din of this Sugya of, as a summary, the Sugya of Mala B'Zman Hazeh, Lefi Rashi, and the Rambam, the Nidun in the Sugya was, are we allowed to bring Karbanos b'chutz b'zman hazeh? Lefir Shalkesh, we can bring Karbanos b'chutz. Das HaTesis, b'shem Rabbeinu Chaim, is that it's definitely also to bring Karbanos b'chutz l'kulei alma. B'skarav says, because the b'chiras makam of Yerushalayim stays, even though there's no kedushas hamakam. And Lefir Rabbi Yochanan, that Yerchayim b'chutz, how is it miskabel b'fnim? So they said three explanations, either k'teres or mincha, or you built a mizbeach. You brought us to the chinuch that says that hakrova bizman hazeh is a, you could do it, but it's not a chiyuv. Last point on this daf, last sugi that's brought down in the daf here, is another machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about if you're makriv a mal of ein boy kezayis ve'etzem ha'shlimu l'kezayis. The basar itself does not have a kezayis, but with the etzem, together with the bone, it's a kezayis. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're chayiv, chiburi oilin ka oilin dami, and Reish Lakish holds your potter, chiburi oilin lav ka oilin dami. It's not enough, like the basar to mash in the sheer kezayis. Taisus asks, why do you need a kezayis? Rabbi Yochanan holds in Menachos that yesh aktara b'chusa mi kezayis. So why b'chlal do we need a kezayis for akravas chutz? What the Gemara there is referring to is a person who was makdir the k'teres in halves. And the first time that you're makdir, each time they didn't have a kezayis. If you're b'yichan and it's okay, it's kosher, because yesh aktara pachos mi kezayis. So here, why does b'yichan need a kezayis? Taisa says three answers. First, Taisa says that lo'elam, you always need a kezayis for aktara. Even if b'yichan holds, you need a kezayis for aktara. What the Gemara in Menachos is referring to is you're makdir the k'imitz pamayim. You brought a b'zeh arzeh, you were mashlem acharkach. You could do it in two halves. But at the end of the day, you brought a mukter that's the size of a kezayis. That's the first teretz of Taisus. The second teretz of Taisus is that b'shvut echutz mifter tfei, k'darshin erhoch ala shalom uchayiv einu chayiv ala chaser. Really, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could just l'chatzchila only bring half a kezayis. That's enough. But b'shvut echutz, you need more of a shleimus tzika haktara. There's din of ala shalom uchayiv, and that requires you have a full kezayis. The third teretz of Taisus is that we learn out shchut echut from machsheves pigel. Just like machsheves pigel of chutzim koimai needs a kezayis, who adin ba'akravas chutz needs a kezayis. Kabbanim, there are three reasons why, even according to the Man d'Omer, yeshak tar pachos mi kezayis, here we need a kezayis. Either really you always need a kezayis, just you could be mashal macharkach, or two terutim that the other two, last two terutim of taste really aktoras chatzizayis itself is good for your biyichana, but shchut echutz specifically needs a kezayis, either because for the din of ala shalim uchayiv you required more of a shleimus, or because you learned out of machsheves pikel. The achrayim ask a question. The Bitzkarov and Mikdash David ask a question, very basic question on the sugya. Why is this sugya uniquely here in din of hakravas chutz? This same exact sugya could exist. But the din of hakravas pnim, a person is mala etzem shein by kezayis, and vaser shein by kezayis, and the etzem is mashal le kezayis. If you're biyichanan, you could be makriv that, because a chibur oilin ka oilin damu, and if you're shlakish, you can't chibur oilin lav ka oilin damu. So lefi one, lefi the tirutim of tesis that lefi biyichanan, you only need a kezayis by chutz, but bifnim, it's good without a kezayis. So that's already an answer. Because if you're b'yichanan, b'fnim, it's good enough even without a kezayis. But it's still shvar lefi. Fira b'shul ben levin menoches that holds yeshak tara pachos mikazayis can have the same exact sugya by aktoravas pinim. And also lefi the first charge of tesis, lefi the first charge of tesis, that Rabbi Yochanan only said yeshak tara pachos mikazayis ben mashlam acharkach ben enu mashlam acharkach. He agrees that in aktorav pachos mikazayis. So here you didn't bring anything else. You only brought this aver where the etzem was mashlam mikazayis. We can have the same exact sugya back Rava's Panim. So what the Masber over here in Sefer Menachas Avraham, what's Shmack to say, is that for Hakrovas Chutz, it's not good enough to do a Maisa Aktorah, Aktorah HaMiskabel. We need something which is a Kiyam Aktorah in the Korban. It has to be considered a Aktorah HaRu'iyah in the Korban. Harei Shitas HaToysis later on in Daf Kuf Tes, is that two korbanos are not mitzarif for akrovas chutz. If I'm ala achat izayis from one korban, and achat izayis from another korban, then I'm mitzarif. I need the whole kazayis to come from one korban. So we see that the at least the tesvis, the kima krova has to be a kim in the korban. So in a chanam, yeshak tar apachos mikazayis, but it's not considered a kim in the korban only when you're makter a whole kazayis. That's one thing. And then also there you have the sugya of tziruf. That it's true that avada l'kule alma, even when d'amar inak torah pachos mikazayis, it could be that your mal and etzem and the buser and the etzem is mashal mikazayis. It's called a kima krava. The cheft is a kazayis, because the etzem doesn't have a din hakrava mitaratzmai. Etzem is only nigrar achar the buser mitaratzmai. You're not makter an etzem. The din is mechubar that an etzem is not makter by itself. Only within mechubar in yalu mechubar in that it's connected to the buser. You could be makter of it. Therefore, if because it's only mitzad mechubar mitzad atzmai, it doesn't have a din akrava. So even though it's miskava bifnim, for the din of chutz, you need to have a kima akrava in the korban, and that needs dafka something which is din akrava mitzad atzmai. Therefore, shlakasholz and chibur oilin or lavka oilin. Amazing that we mentioned that you need akrava in the korban is not so pashit. There are many rishonim in Me'il and Daf Tesvov, the Mefarish and the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rav and Mishnayis. That hold that carbon that you don't need a krav in the carbon. You could be mitzdarif shtei karbanos for a chiyuv chutz. So lefi divrayim, it's still shver in the gemara. I mean, we said that the reason you need the whole kazayis here, then our sugi was unique sugi because you need a krav in the carbon, and that they argued whether chibur oilin ka oilin. But if you hold that you don't need a kima krav in the carbon, so it's shver. Why dafka is a sugi over here like we asked? So what's the need in Davka Bachutz? Could be along the same lines, that even if you don't need a kiyum in the carbon, but we need that for the chiv of chutz, we need something which is mitzar atzmai, is to nakrova. It has a din akrova mitzar atzmai. As Tzai says, here there's a more din of a shlemos. Tzai says in second terrace, the din of akrova's chutz need more of a chashivas akrova than by akrova's pinim. Akrova's pinim, it's poshut that chibur oilin ka oilin. Mechubar and yalu, you can mitzaref the basar and the etzem. Shengi in bachutz, where the Torah requires a more chashiv akrova, so then Reish Lakish holds that you need that the whole iver has to have a din akrova mitaratzme. If the kezayas mitaratzme doesn't have akrova, then you're poshut bachutz of Reish Lakish. So again, just to summarize, There's a question over here, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, whether chibur oilin ka oilin for akrovas chutz. Mashmoyis is that avada bifnim it's niskabel. Imagine that even when the omer inak torah pachos mikazayis, this would be niskabel bifnim. We said that why is that? Why it's posh that niskabel bifnim, but this question is the gabi bachutz, the shechayv and chutz. Either the difference between pnim and chutz is that pnim, it's enough you don't need a kiyum dafka in the carbon as long as you do a maisa akrova. Shinkin by chutz, you need a akrova in the carbon. But the few rishonim that you can mitzarif from two different carbonis, so even by chutz you don't need a kiyum akrova in the carbon. But you can still say the other chiluk that bifnim it's enough that you don't need the whole kazayis has a din mitzar atzmi to have akrova. Once a chiluk is tohen akrova, the etzem is mitzarif, and you can makrav it. Shengin bachutz, we need that the whole kezayis is to'en akrava.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.